And we're at a place where we'd like to take questions from members of the board for Dr. Stevenson or for Dr. Fuller or Dr. Harper. Dr. Fuller, you have a question for yourself.
Just a comment, sir. If we step back, what we're trying to build is to the 300 number. So but Lively was step one. This is step two. In a couple of weeks, the next board meeting, we should bring back two other proposals so that that overall view we had, these pieces all fit into an overall scheme that we're trying to develop. So with that, I'll sit.
No, thank you very much. And if you'll remind us, how many certs are going to be produced in this project overall and per year, please?
1,255.
Correct.
Okay. Other questions from members of the board? Any comments? Yes, sir, Mr. Lee.
My question, I guess, goes back to Dr. Fuller from a standpoint of we heard earlier how much it costs to get FAA certified and the fact that it would take 24 months. This project is already pre-FAA certified given the fact that it's tied to the field, or where do we stand on that?
They'll probably have to get certified.
So we got a 24-month ramp up?
I think they've got some lead time because there's already been a facility out there. This building has already been through a couple of cycles.
Okay. I guess my question is redirected.
Sure. Christy Kudrowski, Senior Vice President at Northwest Florida State College. It is 1,255 certifications. We are working with Dr. Hsu on an existing facility that we would renovate. That would allow us to be able to have FAA come in and approve the building in January of next year such that we can then enroll students for fall of 2021. So as it stands right now, that program is not FAA certified, but we are on track to do so in early spring of next year with approval and support of Triumph.
Yes, ma'am. Dr. Dana.
Thank you, Chairman. If Triumph didn't exist, would the college still move forward with this project, or
we would because there is an industry demand, but it would not be the project of excellence that we know it will, can, and needs to be with your support. You know, it's one of those build it and they will come. I mean, we know firsthand from industry, just like the conversations Dr. Fuller and all of you are having with industries that are interested. And so with Dr. Stevenson's, you know, commitment to building that right here in Okaloosa County, you know, we are moving down the pathway of standing up this project, but there's no question that the infusion of support to make it a project of excellence is necessary to really do so in a robust and efficient and effective way.
So when would students be initially enrolled, and when would the first students be earning certifications?
So the first students would be enrolled in fall of 2021 in the airframe portion of the program. That's a three-semester program where we have chosen to use cohorts as a way to ensure persistence. A cohort obviously is more effective at doing that. As they move through the airframe project, they would get two certifications, and then they would do a two-semester program through Power Plant. So the first spinoff on certifications that we would actually start receiving is within that first year's time period once they enroll. So fiscal year 22 is the first time we would start to see certifications from the program.
Okay. And when would you anticipate, maybe Dr. Fuller could help with this as well, when would you anticipate receiving FAA blessing to go forward with the project?
We would be looking to do that in as early of January of 2021 is our goal.
Okay.
So next January is our goal to have that done.
And as we look at dispersal of funds, how much would we be dispersing in this project prior to FAA certification being granted?
So, not sure if you're directing that question to me or Dr. Fuller.
Anybody who can take it.
Sure. So in the first fiscal year, and we're looking at July 1 of July 1 to June 30th. So when I'm talking fiscal year, I'm talking about the college's fiscal year. I do recognize that Triumph doesn't work and that it doesn't follow that same calendar. However, as we're talking about the academic year, we'd be looking at Triumph funding of $2.1 million in that first fiscal year. And then our portion of that relative to match is $4.3 million. A lot of that is representative of construction costs that need to happen relative to the building.
So
renovation.
So is the answer to the question, $2.1 million of Triumph funds would be called on before FAA certification would be granted?
That's correct.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, is that 2021 or 21-22 fiscal year?
That'd be starting this July, so 2020 to 2021.
Thank you.
All right. We would anticipate, and I'm sure you would, and we all would, that FAA certification would be granted, but, we can't guarantee things that we don't control. None of us can. So we would obviously want to include in the term sheet a requirement that FAA certification be granted at that point before further funds would be distributed.
Mm-hmm. It's agreeable. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. And then I guess the next question that I would have is, do we anticipate, Dr. Fuller and Dr. Harper, the same sort of continuing commitment in this project that we have with other similar projects?
I think they're in it for 10 years. 20, really, because they've got a contract with the facility.
We're solidly committed to this, Mr. Chair. Furthermore, we have already obtained accreditation through our regional accreditor, Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, Commission on Colleges, for this program. We've already walked there to get the program accredited. So we are in it to win it.
Okay, but on an ongoing financial commitment, that ongoing financial commitment extends at least 7 years beyond the Triumph funding. Is that correct?
We're hoping for at least 20, but yes.
We'll take 20.
There you go.
And then the other question I would have is, given the fact that you do have an aviation and aerospace career academy within the Okaloosa school system, what is the plan, if any, to integrate them into, if at all, what you're proposing, and are they a partner?
This is Dean Ernie. Dean Ernie came to us from Ivy Tech out of Indiana. He's our Dean of Career and Technical Education and has put the program together, so he can answer this articulation agreement arrangement better than anyone.
Okay.
We do have plans for whether it's articulation or dual enrollment. We don't have it exactly nailed out yet. We have been in contact with Okaloosa County Schools. We're really kind of waiting until we get the FAA approval and the program up and running to detail in exactly what it looks like. But we're looking at ways to do it not only for the airplane or the airframe and power plant, but potentially also in the pilot programs to see what we can do and how much we can offer. We've been in contact with them, potentially even using our building, our space, for part of the day for them to do some of their training. So it's a little bit premature to nail it down exactly, but we do have paths and plans to actually accept credit, get students into a jump start. The school district currently is working on our Niceville campus and offering some engineering technology programs that lead to certifications that articulate into some existing engineering tech programs. So we anticipate it being something similar to that. We're just not quite able to guarantee yet, but it will have a dual enrollment piece with the high school.
So it's your anticipation that you would not enter into any kind of a joint venture agreement with the school district until after you've gotten your FAA certification?
We expect it to be we're working on it in the spring for starting with the fall of 2021, which will align with when the program starts and becomes effective.
I would encourage you to look beyond an articulation agreement and look at how students can earn high school credits college credits, and FAA certifications at the same time, in the same class, with the same instructor.
Yes, sir. And I agree and understand.
And your proposal would be much stronger before this board if that were your proposal.
Looking at 180 to 220. Okay. Duly noted.
And it's 820,000.
As opposed to someday, maybe in the future, we hope we'll have a deal with them. I mean, nail them down. Any other comments or questions, Mr. Lee?
And I just wanted to build upon that, and I assume it probably goes without saying, but I know that Walton County would certainly benefit from this as well, certainly in the north end of the county and in job diversification. So I assume that there would be some type of ability to work with Walton in the same facet that you'd be working with Okaloosa.
Yes, it would be in both counties equally. We're a little bit farther ahead with the Walton or the Okaloosa County because of their CTE department, but Walton County will be equally worked with.
Thank you.
Further comments or questions? Yes, sir, Mr. Terry.
It looks like you have a contractual lease, I guess, that you states 20 years. When does that lease extend to? When does it expire?
It was just entered into this past fall.
Okay. And it shows that, I guess, for this year, it's going to be $100,000, then going up to $200,000 subsequently for the next few years. You're about to renovate and improve their property with $3.5 million worth of improvements. Is there any tenant-based rent concessions that can be levied for that?
So the agreement is a build to suit. So those costs are going to be put in, the renovation costs are going to be put in up front to our specifications. And then at such time that they turn over the building, a market analysis would be done to then assess what those rates are. So this is a forecasted lease amount based upon what market rates are running in the north end of the county at the current time.
Very good. And do we have a copy of that lease?
We can certainly get you one if you don't. I'm looking to our grants team to see if we've already sent it, I believe, but that can be sent with no trouble.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the prior two applications, I just want to make sure the board, as you point out all the things that need to be worked out in the term sheet, recognizes that this is simply the staff's recommendation to move forward to a term sheet negotiation. So all of the issues that you all have pointed out will become a part of the term sheet conversation, and before it comes back to you, we'll make sure that all those issues have been resolved. And also the counties that are required to do hurricane letters will have those attached to their file prior to the term sheet coming back to the board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, sir, Mr. Lee.
I'm good.
Ms. Terry?
Good.
Mr. Baer, any comments, sir? Dr. Dana.
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the two Prior-tons application, make sure, just want to word to the board, you point all the things, point out all to be working that need terms out and recognize sheet rec. This is simply the recommendation staff's recommendation to move a term board to a sheet and all of the issues that you issue pointed out all the point, will about part of come up sheet of the termination and conversation before back to you comes back. You make sure that all the issues have been resolved and resolved, and also accounting. So the requirements that are required to do will have letters attached to those attached prior file term sheet or to the back to the coming back board.
Great, thank you. Yes, Mr. Lee.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Any comments? Mr. Baer, answer. Dr. Dana. Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the prior two applications, I just want to make sure the board, as you point out all the things that need to be worked out in the term sheet, recognizes that this is simply the staff's recommendation to move forward to a term sheet negotiation. So all of the issues that you all have pointed out will become a part of the term sheet conversation, and before it comes back to you, we'll make sure that all those issues have been resolved. And also the counties that are required to do hurricane letters will have those attached to their file prior to the term sheet coming back to the board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, sir, Mr. Lee.
I'm good.
Ms. Terry?
Good.
Mr. Baer, any comments, sir?
Good.
Dr. Dana?
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the two Prior-tons application, make sure, just want to word to the board, you point as all the things, point out all to be workings that need terms out and recognize sheet rec. This is simply the staff recommendation staff's recommendation to move a term board to initiation sheet and all of the so is that you will issue pointed out all the will about part of come up sheet come the termination and conversation before back to you comes back to you make sure we'll that all the issues have been involved and resolved and also the county so the requires that are her care to do so will have letters attached to those at prior file term sheet or to the back to the coming back board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Lee.
Yes, sir, Mr.
Chair. Mr. Chair.
Good.
Mr. Any comments? Mr. Barry. Good, sir. Dr. Dana. Good. Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the prior two applications, I just want to make sure the board, as you point out all the things that need to be worked out in the term sheet, recognizes that this is simply the staff's recommendation to move forward to a term sheet negotiation. So all of the issues that you all have pointed out will become a part of the term sheet conversation. And before it comes back to you, we'll make sure that all those issues have been resolved. And also the counties that are required to do hurricane letters will have those attached to their file prior to the term sheet coming back to the board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, sir, Mr. Lee.
Okay.
Ms. Terry?
Good.
Mr. Baer, any comments, sir?
Good.
Dr. Dana?
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the two prior-tons application, make sure, just want to board to the board, you point, as all the things point out, all to be workings that need term sheet out and recognize sheet record. This is simply simple. The staff recommendation staff's recommendation to move a term board to initiation sheet and go all of the so is that you all issue pointed out all the point, well, about part of the come up sheet come the termination and conversation before back to you comes back to you make sure we'll that all the issues have been resolved and resolved and also the county so the requires that are her care to do so will have letters attached to those attached prior file term sheet or to the back to the coming back board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Lee.
Yes, sir, Mr.
Mr. Chair?
Good.
Mr. Any comments? Mr. Baer? Good, sir.
Good.
Dr. Dana?
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the prior two applications, I just want to make sure the board, as you point out all the things that need to be worked out in the term sheet, recognizes that this is simply the staff's recommendation to move forward to a term sheet negotiation. So all of the issues that you all have pointed out will become a part of the term sheet conversation. And before it comes back to you, we'll make sure that all those issues have been resolved. And also the counties that are required to do hurricane letters will have those attached to their file prior to the term sheet coming back to the board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, sir, Mr. Lee.
Okay.
Ms. Terry?
Good.
Mr. Baer, any comments, sir?
Good.
Dr. Dana.
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the two prior-tons application, make sure just want to board to the board. You point all the things point out all to be workings that need term sheet out and recognize sheet rec. This is simply the staff recommendation staff's recommendation to move a term board to initiation sheet and all of the so is that you will issue pointed out all the point, well, about part of come up sheet come the termination and conversation before back to you comes back. You make sure we'll that all the issues have been resolved and resolved, and also the county so the requires that are her care to do so will have letters attached to those attached prior file term sheet or to the back to the coming back board.
Great, thank you. Yes, Mr. Lee.
Yes, sir, Mr.
Chair. Mr. Chair.
Good.
Mr. Chair, any comments? Mr. Baer, comments, sir?
Good.
Dr. Dana.
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the prior two applications, I just want to make sure the board, as you point out all the things that need to be worked out in the term sheet, recognizes that this is simply the staff's recommendation to move forward to a term sheet negotiation. So all of the issues that you all have pointed out will become a part of the term sheet conversation. And before it comes back to you, we'll make sure that all those issues have been resolved. And also the counties that are required to do hurricane letters will have those attached to their file prior to the term sheet coming back to the board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, sir, Mr. Lee.
Okay.
Ms. Terry?
Good.
Mr. Baer, any comments, sir?
Good.
Dr. Dana?
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the two prior-tons application, make sure just want to board to the board. You point as all the things point out all to be workings that need term sheet out and recognize sheet rec. This is simply simple. The staff recommendation staff's recommendation to move a term board to initiation sheet and go all of the so is that you will issue pointed out all the point, well, about part of the come up sheet come the termination and conversation before back to you comes back to you. Make sure we'll that all the issues have been resolved and resolved. And also the county so the requires that are her care to do so will have letters attached to those attached prior file term sheet or to the back to the coming back board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Lee.
Yes, sir, Mr.
Mr. Chair?
Good.
Mr. Chair, any comments? Mr. Baer, any comments, sir?
Good.
Dr. Dana?
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
on this application and the prior two applications, I just want to make sure the board, as you point out all the things that need to be worked out in the term sheet, recognizes that this is simply the staff's recommendation to move forward to a term sheet negotiation. So all of the issues that you all have pointed out will become a part of the term sheet conversation, and before it comes back to you, we'll make sure that all those issues have been resolved. And also the counties that are required to do hurricane letters will have those attached to their file prior to the term sheet coming back to the board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, sir, Mr. Lee.
Good.
Ms. Cherry?
Good.
Mr. Baer, any comments, sir?
Good.
Dr. Dana?
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the two applications application, make sure, just want to board to the board, you point, as all the things point out, all to be working that need term sheet out and recognize sheet record. This is simply the staff recommendation staff's recommendation to move a term board to negotiation sheet and all of the issues that you issue pointed out all the will about part of come up sheet of the termination and conversation before back to you comes back to you, make sure that all the issues have been resolved and resolved. And also the county, so the requires that are hurricane to do will have letters attached to those attached prior file term sheet to the back to the coming back board.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. Mr. Lee. Yes, sir. Mr. Cherry? Ms. Cherry?
Good.
Mr. Cherry, come on. Mr. Baer? Good, sir.
Good.
Dr. Dana? Dr. Dana?
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the prior two applications, I just want to make sure the board, as you point out all the things that need to be worked out in the term sheet, recognizes that this is simply the staff's recommendation to move forward to a term sheet negotiation. So all of the issues that you all have pointed out will become a part of the term sheet conversation, and before it comes back to you, we'll make sure that all those issues have been resolved. And also the counties that are required to do hurricane letters will have those attached to their file prior to the term sheet coming back to the board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, sir, Mr. Lee.
I'm good.
Ms. Cherry?
Good.
Mr. Baer, any comments, sir?
Good.
Dr. Dana?
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the two applications application, make sure, just want to board to the board, you point as all the things point out all to be working that need term sheet out and recognize sheet rec. This is simply the staff recommendation staff's recommendation to move a term board to negotiation sheet and all of the issues that you issue pointed out all the will about part of come up sheet of the termination and conversation before back to you comes back. You make sure that all the issues have been resolved and resolved. And also, the county, so the requires that are hurricane to do will have letters attached to those attached prior file term sheet or to the back to the coming back board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Lee. Yes, sir. Ms.
Cherry?
Ms. Cherry?
Good.
Ms. Cherry, any comments? Mr. Baer? Good, sir.
Good.
Dr. Dana? Dr. Dana?
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the prior two applications, I just want to make sure the board, as you point out all the things that need to be worked out in the term sheet, recognizes that this is simply the staff's recommendation to move forward to a term sheet negotiation. So all of the issues that you all have pointed out will become a part of the term sheet conversation, and before it comes back to you, we'll make sure that all those issues have been resolved. And also the counties that are required to do hurricane letters will have those attached to their file prior to the term sheet coming back to the board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, sir, Mr. Lee.
I'm good.
Ms. Cherry?
Good.
Mr. Baer, any comments, sir?
Good.
Dr. Dana?
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the two applications application, make sure, just want to board to the board, you point as all the things point out all to be working that need term sheet out and recognize sheet record. This is simply the staff recommendation staff's recommendation to move a term board to negotiation sheet and all of the issues that you issue pointed out all the will about part of the come up sheet of the termination and conversation before back to you comes back to you, make sure that all the issues have been resolved and resolved. And also the county, so the requires that are hurricane to do will have letters attached to those attached prior file term sheet or to the back to the coming back board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Lee. Yes, sir. Mr.
Good.
Ms. Cherry?
Good.
Ms. Cherry, any comments? Mr. Baer?
Good,
sir.
Good.
Dr. Dana? Dr. Dana?
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the prior two applications, I just want to make sure the board, as you point out all the things that need to be worked out in the term sheet, recognizes that this is simply the staff's recommendation to move forward to a term sheet negotiation. So all of the issues that you all have pointed out will become a part of the term sheet conversation, and before it comes back to you, we'll make sure that all those issues have been resolved. And also, the counties that are required to do hurricane letters will have those attached to their file prior to the term sheet coming back to the board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, sir, Mr. Lee.
I'm good.
Ms. Cherry?
Good.
Mr. Baer, any comments, sir?
Good.
Dr. Dana?
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application, and the two Prior-to-this application, make sure, just want to board to the board, you point out all the things, point out all to be working that need term sheet out and recognize the sheet record. This is simply simple. The recommendation staff's right forward to move a term board to initiation sheet and go all of the issues that you issue pointed out, all the points will be part of come up sheet of the termination and conversation before back to you comes back to you. Make sure that all the issues have been resolved and resolved. And also, the county, so the requirements that are hurricane care to do will have letters attached to those attached prior file term sheet to the back to the coming back board.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. Mr. Lee.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair.
Good.
Mr. Baer. Yes, sir.
Good.
Dr. Dana.
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the prior two applications, I just want to make sure the board, as you point out all the things that need to be worked out in the term sheet, recognizes that this is simply the staff's recommendation to move forward to a term sheet negotiation. So all of the issues that you all have pointed out will become a part of the term sheet conversation. And before it comes back to you, we'll make sure that all those issues have been resolved. And also, the counties that are required to do hurricane letters will have those attached to their file prior to the term sheet coming back to the board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, sir, Mr. Lee.
I'm good.
Ms. Cherry?
Good.
Mr. Baer, any comments, sir?
Good.
Dr. Dana.
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the two Prior-to-this application, make sure, just want to board to the board, you point out all the things, point out all to be working that need term sheet out and recognize sheet record. This is simply simple. The staff recommendation asks right before to move a term board to initiation sheet and all of the issues that you issue pointed out all the points will be part of come up sheet of the termination and conversation before back to you comes back. You make sure that all the issues have been resolved and resolved. And also, the county, so the requirements that are hurricane to do will have letters attached to those attached prior file term sheet to the back to the coming back board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Lee.
Yes, sir.
Ms.
Cherry?
Ms. Chair?
Good.
Mr. Any comments? Mr. Baer? Yes, sir.
Good.
Dr. Dana?
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the prior two applications, I just want to make sure the board, as you point out all the things that need to be worked out in the term sheet, recognizes that this is simply the staff's recommendation to move forward to a term sheet negotiation. So all of the issues that you all have pointed out will become a part of the term sheet conversation. And before it comes back to you, we'll make sure that all those issues have been resolved. And also, the counties that are required to do hurricane letters will have those attached to their file prior to the term sheet coming back to the board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, sir, Mr. Lee.
I'm good.
Ms. Cherry?
Good.
Mr. Baer, any comments, sir?
Good.
Dr. Dana?
Good.
Yes, ma'am.
On this application and the two Prior-to-this application, make sure, just want to board to the board, you point out all the things, point out all to be working that need term sheet out and recognize sheet record. This is simply simple. The recommendation staff's right before to move a term board to initiation sheet and go all of the issues that you issue pointed out all the points will be part of the come up sheet of the termination and conversation before back to you comes back to you. Make sure that all the issues have been resolved and resolved. And also, the county, so the requirements that are hurricane care to do will have letters attached to those attached prior file term sheet to the back to the coming back board.
Great. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Lee.
Yes, sir.
Ms.
Cherry?
Ms. Chair? Mr. Terry?
Good.
Mr. Baer, answer.
Good.
Dr. Dana.